What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode is marked for sensitive content. Please check content warnings in the episode description before listening. This week on The Breakup Breakdown.
The one day I'm just like sitting there so randomly. I was reading it and it was obviously very nice. And I'm like feeling, oh, I miss him. And then you go down and there's like a part where you can leave memories. And I'm reading through them and I'm like, these are so nice. These are so cute. I get to one in the very first sentence literally said, we had only just begun seeing each other. And I don't think it processed right away. So I continued to read it and it was like a paragraph. I mean, I could read you it if you want me to. Okay, there's no names or anything.
Her ex's infidelity is haunting her from the grave, quite literally. Welcome to season 7, episode 20 of The Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And this week we've got a submission where someone says they found out they were getting cheated on from their ex's obituary. Stories like this would not happen without incredible submissions from listeners just like you. I take story tips via a form in the episode description. So if there's a breakup story you've been wanting to hear more details on, whether it's from social media or somebody that you follow on Instagram, or maybe you want to share your own breakup story, head down to the episode description. You will find a submission form link there. And if you want to jump to a certain part of the interview, timestamps are located in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. This week, our submission is from someone who says they found out they were getting cheated on years after their ex was involved in a tragic accident. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence organization just to raise more awareness. And this week we are shouting out The Refuge in Provo, Utah. The Refuge has provided a safe, caring, and therapeutic environment to assist in the recovery of survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault and stalking and more. Its goal is to facilitate healing and to advocate for victims with the intent to decrease the incidence of DV in the community. For more details on their organization, you can check out their website in the episode description. Okay, into this week's submission. And admittedly, this is not coming from anyone. This is actually coming from my For You page, which is quickly becoming my new way to find submissions because it is so gratifying to see somebody drop a little tease about their breakup on social media and then sliding into their DMs and then getting the full story directly from the source. So this TikTok was actually one of those still photos. And the caption on it in the description of the photo says, I guess you could say I got ghosted. And it's a photo of her, I'm assuming in a rehab facility based off of the actual caption that is over the photo. She's taking a mirror selfie. She's got a jewel in one hand, her phone in the other, taking the photo. And she's doing a little peace sign with a duck face toward the mirror. And the caption says, if you're having a bad day, my boyfriend unexpectedly died, and I found out from his obituary that he was cheating on me. Anyway, here's a pic for me. I'm in rehab. I was just like, oh my God, how do you find out you're getting cheated on from your obituary? Because I'm assuming, regardless of what happened to him, the person writing the obituary isn't like, oh yeah, he was a great father, son, and friend, but a terrible boyfriend. Actually, he was screwing all these other girls. Like, that kind of sucks for her. Anyway, the wake is at blah, 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 blah. So obviously I was intrigued, and so were about 2,300 people in the comments, because people were like, what happened? We need a story time. What was in the obituary? And what was even more shocking is somebody commented on it and said, you mean this isn't an original experience? I thought I had one. And I'm like, geez, normally like cheating is one of those secrets you take to the grave, but I guess sometimes other people out you. And I want to know how they got outed. So let's get more details on how this obituary revealed the infidelity when we break down this week's breakup.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I used to work at a bar, and the one night I came home and for some reason I decided to download Tinder. I didn't have it or anything. And I was sitting there like just kind of getting wine drunk by myself and decided I was just bored and wanted to go on there. So we ended up matching and we hit it off pretty much like immediately. I had never really talked to anyone on Tinder before, so I didn't really think anything of it, but we clicked instantly. And he lived about an hour from me. There was like a little bit of a distance, and we would talk on the phone a lot because of that. And we would talk on the phone like every night for like 6 hours at a time. We ended up having the same sense of humor, which was both like a really fucked up sense of humor. So we had like a lot of fun with that. And we would troll people like on Tinder after, and to the point where I ended up getting banned from Tinder completely because we were just like, we would just think it was funny. So we would be like messaging people like, oh, say this, say that. So yeah, that was a lot of the good in the relationship, was definitely the laughter.
Cool. So he's just someone that you get along with really, really well. So how long did your relationship last, and what was the cause of it ending?
So we ended up dating for about a year. And it was really overall really good, healthy relationship. I had been in an abusive relationship before that, and he was the first person I was with that actually made me feel like safe again. So things were really good for a while. I would say they kind of took a turning point near the end when, I don't know, things just got a little bit different. Like I noticed there was a kind of a pull away. I was a really big drinker. It was problematic, and we would fight a lot because of that. So the one night I found that he still had Tinder on his phone, and that turned into a fight, and he ended up calling me a dumb bitch, and I slapped him, and that was like definitely things taking a turn. So we were fighting over that, and he stopped sharing his location with me, which I was like, okay, that is a huge red flag. Like, why are you randomly stopping that? Like, I know we were in a fight, but we've been in fights before, and you don't just stop sharing your location. And then the next day after that was when I got the phone call that he had passed away. Are you ready for this part, or am I like going too fast?
You get that phone call, and how are you feeling when you hear that he passed away?
Well, I was at work. It was one of his family members messaged me and said to call them or whatever. And I'm at work, and like, obviously we were fighting. So I kind of had a bad taste in my mouth at the moment of him. So I'm like, well, why? Like, what's wrong? Is everything okay? And they're like, no, it's not okay. So I'm like, not thinking that he died. I was thinking, oh, maybe he got arrested for something. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? And I ended up calling back, and she told me he passed away in a car accident, and I just like dropped to the floor. I was hysterical, like screaming, like at work in front of people. It was so embarrassing. But yeah, it felt like an out of body experience, honestly, just because it was so sudden and so unexpected. And I had never before that experienced such a sudden death like that. So it was life shattering. I just was like in shock, obviously. Yeah, like I said, he didn't live around here. So I drove out and went to the funeral and everything. And like my mom and sister were huge support in that time, like just not leaving me alone, staying by my side. The funeral was really hard. I couldn't even like go up and say goodbye. Like I sat in the back and just like kept my distance because I didn't like seeing him like dead there. You know what I mean? Like, it was just weird. And obviously he was young, and like, it was just so sad. It was like one of the worst funerals ever. And it was just really sad. It was really hard. Probably the hardest thing I ever went through.
That's awful. And I'm so sorry that you had to experience that, because to go from already a low in your relationship to then, I can imagine feeling like you don't have closure with this person now because they're gone forever. What was your main feeling seeing him at that funeral? Was it regret? Was it overwhelming love? Like, how did you feel seeing him there?
That's a really good question. I feel like mainly after he passed, everything that we were going through went away, and all the good was just being emphasized in my mind. It was almost like none of the bad even happened for a long time. So I would say it was just overwhelming love and just sadness. Like I was like just disassociating almost. Like it felt like I was just outside of my body. Like I wasn't there watching this happen. I was like watching myself experience it, if that makes sense. Like I was just so almost disconnected from it. But it was just like sadness and love, a lot of love.
What did the following days after that look like for you? I mean, are you clocking out of work or you're like, listen, like what I'm going through right now is heinous. I need a minute.
Pretty much. Yeah. So my employer at the time was actually super understanding about it all. And they, before I even had to ask for time off, they said, take a week. And if you need longer, that's fine. So they did, you know, give me that time to kind of grieve and heal. But I was kind of ready after the week to go back because it was just sitting around thinking about it constantly, crying. Like you just, there's like just no escape from that. I mean, whatever. I ended up, you know, drinking a lot because of it, just to kind of like try to numb that feeling. But even that didn't really help. It was just like, there was no escaping it until, you know, I just put myself in therapy and worked through it. But it was just super, I don't even know like what kind of word you can use for it. It was hard. It was just hard.
So you mentioned on social media that you found out that he had actually been cheating on you from his obituary. Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah. So when he first passed, and for a long time after that, like I couldn't really look at pictures or go on the obituary. There was a news article of his car crash and stuff. I couldn't look at that. I couldn't even go to his grave for a long time. It really just wasn't like something that was helpful for me. And it was like the avoidant part of me was, I didn't want to almost accept that it happened. So fast forward a little bit, I went through therapy and everything and got sober, quit drinking. So I really like facing these feelings head on and healing from it. And the one day I'm just like sitting there so randomly, this is two years after, and I'm like, I want to look at his obituary, like not even in a sad moment, just like curious and just kind of like, okay, I'm at this place now where I'm ready to like read this and reflect on it and reminisce. And I was reading it and it was obviously very nice, and I'm like feeling like, oh, I miss him. And then you go down and there's like a part where you can leave memories. The family like wants you to drop a memory. And I'm reading through them and I'm like, these are so nice. These are so cute. And I get to one in the very first sentence literally said, we had only just begun seeing each other. And I don't think it processed right away. So I continue to like read it and then read it again and then read it again and read it again and read it again. And it was like a paragraph. Like it was, I mean, I could read you it if you want me to. There's no names or anything.
My whole podcast is based off of being nosy. I want to read it, or I want you to read it to me.
I am so nosy, so I totally understand. Okay, so this is, I'm scrolling through all these nice messages, and then this is what I came across, and it said, we had just started seeing each other, and it wasn't much or enough time at all. I looked forward to your good morning, beautiful texts and good night, baby texts every day since pretty much day one. The long phone conversations, that sounds familiar. Just saying, the long phone conversations, sharing our history with each other, getting to know each other on a deeper level was so amazing. You stole my heart so quickly, I was taken back. You showed me what a real man was. The way you spoke about your family melted my heart. You were so lovable right from the start. 1 week ago today, you made me get your name painted on my nails, LOL, and it's still there. What? Your request and sense of humor can't be matched. And I told you I couldn't tell you no ever. My heart hurts so badly. I miss you so much. I know you're with your beautiful son in heaven right now. Prayers for all your loved ones. He lost a kid, but yeah.
My flabbers have been gassed.
For real, right?
It's so specific. And like the nail thing.
Like you're giving me all the details I need to know. I screamed. Like I was screaming. Not like in agony, but like I was just like, what the fuck? And just screamed. And then like I was like crying, but it was like angry tears because I just wanted to call him and be like, what the fuck? But you can't call them because they're dead. Like, you know, like if you find out your ex, or I don't even know what to call him. It's so weird, but whatever, like cheated on you after the fact, you could still usually like at least be like, what the fuck, and bitch them out. But like, I have no outlet for this anger right now because I feel like played and stupid pretty much. And then you start thinking about like how I told you before, stop sharing the location. Like, you're putting the pieces together in your head, like, oh, the energy shift. And, you know, he was like, you girls know, girls just know. And I felt it. But after he died, all that went out of my head. It was almost like nothing bad ever happened in the relationship. Like, my mind, like, almost just glorified it and romanticized every little thing. I don't know if it was to protect myself or what, but it just made everything was good until I read that. And then I started remembering, like, okay, wait, no, this was not a perfect relationship. Like, yeah, that was a different feeling.
So in a weird way, did it almost help you move on? Because I'm sure you still had some unresolved feelings from it.
Yeah, I would say at first it was like anger and confusion. And then after that kind of settled, it probably sounds really fucked up, but yeah, it helped me in my grieving process. Like I was already in a pretty good place, but had I known this prior, I think my entire grieving experience would have looked a lot different because it took a lot of the pain away. I don't know, like, if that's wrong, but either way, it's just the truth. Like, it just, I was just kind of like, well, I wanted to be like, fuck you.
Well, no, you're so right about that, that when things end, I think we forget about those moments where things don't feel perfect or things don't feel all like hunky dory. Cause you just clam onto like those really perfect memories. I feel like when people die, we tend to romanticize them a little bit because we don't want to end things on such like a bad note. And you were in such a bad place in that relationship that it's only natural for you to swing in that direction. But how do you think your healing process would have changed had you known that information before or in the early stages of his death?
I think if it would have happened in the early stages, it really would have tore me up bad because, like I said, I couldn't even like really look at pictures or think, like, I couldn't even think about it too much without just like spiraling. So I feel like it would have been very difficult. But if I would have known before, I feel like, I don't know how to put this in any other way besides just saying it, like, I just feel like it would have made it easier in a way, because it would have been like, okay, well, you were seeing this other girl anyway. Like, when he passed, in my head, we were still together and had this perfect relationship, even though it wasn't. But in my head, that's how I'm seeing it. So if I would have known there was another woman, I think I kind of would have been like, okay, that's really sad. And I'm sad and I'm heartbroken that, you know, he passed.
Well, you could have gone through the breakup and then you could have dealt with everything after. If you had known before or even after, I feel like you could have had that separation in your mind. Have you ever considered reaching out to that woman or that girl or whoever it was?
I'm not even gonna lie. I tried to find her. The comment for her name, it doesn't have her last name. It just has the first initial. So I my therapist and I actually, even though that's so messed up, were like searching everywhere trying to find her, and I couldn't. If I would have found her, I don't know if I would have said anything because I don't really know what you say. I don't know how you even go about. I mean, there's like obviously no handbook for this because it's such a very unique situation. I mean, I know I'm not the first person to ever go through it, but it is a different one for sure. So I'm like, I don't know. And I also don't know if it's like really helpful to say anything or not. Like, I don't know. I mean, she gave a lot of detail and
there's nothing that we didn't know after that obituary comment.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, she gave me everything. It's not vague. It's not, oh, maybe they were just friends. It is very clear. Like, they were also seeing each other. And a lot of people were like, no one told you, like, no one told you if they seen it or whatever. So I asked my mom and sister, because I was like, maybe they seen it and they felt to protect me. They didn't want to tell me. And they both did not see it. A lot of my close people did not really know him that well because he didn't live around here. So a lot of the time, if we were hanging out, I was going out there because I was living with my parents at the time and he had his own place. So I was going out there. So I knew some of like his friends and family, but he didn't really know mine. So the odds of any of them actually seeing it weren't very high. But like I said, I was kind of suspicious, like, about my mom and sister, like, did you guys see this? And you weren't just telling me. My mom swears she didn't.
I don't know if his parents are still alive or whoever his closest next. If my child died, I would be refreshing that obituary constantly trying to see what people are saying about him. So I almost wonder if the parents saw it and maybe thought I was just weird or didn't put the people there. I don't know.
Yeah. But then you have to, like, I also wonder who knows what story he was telling them before everything happened, you know, like, to them, we could have been broken up or whatever. So,
yeah.
But after he passed, like, I stayed in close contact with a lot of his family members. So I don't know.
It's a little, never it's know. A little sus. It's a little sus. But I mean, yeah, I guess you can kind of put the pieces together. Like, you saw him turn off his location, you had seen him on the dating apps, and we can probably come to a conclusion that they met on Tinder. They've been seeing each other for a little bit, and whenever he wasn't at home, he was with her.
Yeah, he stopped sharing his location and became just an energy shift. Yeah, it makes sense. And now I'm glad that I seen it when I seen it, because I think it came to me, like the information was shown to me at a time and place in my life where I was ready to receive it. Mm-hmm. So I think like everything happens for a reason.
Exactly. Like, imagine having to find out that your boyfriend is both dead and also cheated on you at the same time.
Right. Because you're already grieving the relationship and the person. And then you also have to like add that factor into it. It's just super. I mean, it's already messy enough. So it was like good that the universe at least gave me the decency of being like, here's one thing and then another and then another. So
yeah, we're going to space it out a little bit.
Right.
I'm sure you've thought about this a ton, so I'll ask you. But if you had the opportunity to say something to him, what would you?
I would just want to know every detail. Like, I don't know what it is about getting cheated on, but you, like, maybe it's me and I'm messed up, but like, I just want to know every single detail. Like, how did you meet? Where did you hang out? Like, who is she? If I ever do find her, I think I would say something just because of curiosity. Like, I wouldn't come at her or anything, because like, first of all, he was the one cheating, not her. Yeah. She probably had no clue who I was, but I would just want to know, like, be like, hey, did you know that he had a whole ass girlfriend before he died? That's the I miss you so much, my heart hurts for me, that I was like, mm-hmm. Let me tell you how much my heart hurts.
No, literally. I mean, like, you lost him after being with him for a while. And like, obviously, when you guys in the middle of that fight, but like, imagine, do you think she lost him in like the honeymoon stage? So she's probably like still grieving him, thinking like he's this perfect little cherub. So it's almost like maybe the universe could use you to help her have some closure. Like, okay, I know you guys were dating for 2 months, but I was his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point, because especially in my mind, knowing how much I glamorized him as a person and romanticized, like, he was this saint and he was amazing, and which, like, those things are true, but there he also had flaws. Like, he was a human, and clearly, yeah, I don't know, that is a good point. I never really thought of it that way, because I'm sure in her mind it was like, he is the one that got away. But it's like,
I know she's gonna romanticize that man forever, because not only was he the one that got away, but he's also like this martyr. Like, oh, he passed away in this tragic crash, and obviously that's a horrible thing, and that nobody deserves that. But like, I'm sure she has this story painted in her head of like, this perfect guy was taken from us, and what will I do? And he was the one.
Yep. And where would we be if like he hadn't? I get like mad just thinking about how sad I've been for the past 2 years, and that probably sounds messed up, I don't know, but either way, it's just the truth. Like, I just think about it, I'm like, the way I grieved this man was like something out of a fucking movie. And then I'm like, this whole time she's grieving.
I've been in the club.
Yeah, right. Not alone.
I just think it's wild that even in death, like, the first thing an ex-girlfriend would ask or say to him is, why, or what did you do, give me the timeline. Right.
Literally, the minute I see him again, that's going to be the first thing out of my mouth. It's not even going to be like, oh my God, I missed you. It's going to be I'm not going to say her name, but yeah, who was blank? Who was Tina?
I'm pulling up the text messages in heaven. I'm saying hi to God, and then I'm pulling out the receipts.
Uh-huh. I was just going to say, I'm coming with receipts. I'm coming in there with receipts. Like, timeline. We got to talk.
I do want to hear a little bit about your healing journey, because you alluded to the fact that you struggled with alcoholism or drinking to numb things. And so I'm just wondering of how that death impacted that part of your life and how you overcame it.
Yeah, so that was actually that played, if not the biggest role in me getting sober. I had always struggled with alcohol, but in mine and his relationship, it became kind of problematic a little bit as well. And I wasn't ready to face it though until after he passed, and I kind of spiraled. Rightfully so. I mean, I didn't know what else to do. I turned to that because that was like the only coping mechanism I ever had. And it just got to a point where I was just like looking at my life and I was just like so deeply unhappy. And there was so much chaos surrounding me that I was creating that I just woke up one day and was like, I'm done. And I checked myself into inpatient and did the 30 days and came out and I was like a whole other person. I will say, if anything, I will always credit him for kind of giving me my life back in that sense, because had that never happened, I would probably still be drinking. I don't know. I guess we don't know, but I think it would have taken me a little bit longer to get where I am. That kind of like kicked my ass into gear because I was just realizing how much worse it was making everything. So I'm sober now. And that is one thing he gave me. And I'm much happier. I'm a teacher. I mean, I just have like a life that I really love. And I wouldn't have it if it wasn't for sobriety. So that's a huge part of the healing journey for sure. Just actually feeling everything.
That's amazing. And I know so many people struggle with just kicking alcohol to the curb when it's been such a crutch for them for so long. Do you have any advice for people who are trying to overcome alcoholism?
Yeah, honestly, my biggest advice is all the cliches are so true, because I used to roll my eyes at them like one day at a time. And, you know, it works if you work it, like all these cliches you hear surrounding sobriety. And now living it, I see why it's a cliche, because it's just very true. So it's a way of life. Honestly, it's not just not picking up a drink. It's being honest and all these things that you want as your character traits, like you start to focus on those and it gets easier. Honestly, it does. It's never easy, but it gets easier and you get into a new routine and your skin clears and you lose weight and your brain's healthy. It's just like nothing negative is going to come out of it. And even if you just, it's like, I know a lot of people, like there's a big trend on like being sober curious and just kind of like cutting back. Even that, you're going to notice so many changes.
Mm-hmm. It's huge.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on overcoming it. I'm happy to hear that it's made your life so much better and you look very happy and healthy. So
thank
clearly
you.
It's working. What advice do you have for anybody overcoming a breakup like this? I know this is a very unique situation. I doubt we're going to find even five people who have a similar situation, but what's just something that you've taken away from this experience that you think could make somebody's breakup easier, or just someone who's grieving, someone who's passed that they didn't have closure with?
Yeah, I think it's important to remember them for who they were. And I'm not saying like, don't remember the great things, but I think we tend to do that when people pass, right? And I don't want to say it and sound like you shouldn't, you know, kind of glorify someone who's passed and all their great qualities, because you should. But in this specific situation, I think what caught me up so bad and like delayed the healing process was not seeing it for what it was and seeing it for like how I wanted to see it. I was looking at it with rose colored glasses and I just thought that I lost this person who was a saint and never did anything wrong to me. And it made it more difficult because I was choosing to see it how I wanted to see it. The grieving process alone, the best advice for that I could just say is just you have to feel it and you have to let it come and you can't try to shove it down, and it's going to come in waves and it's not linear by any means. It is going to suck, but you'll get to a point where it does get a little bit less challenging, I guess, just for lack of better word. But you just have to feel it. You have to force yourself to feel it and let it come and just let it be there and don't beat yourself up over it. Just acknowledge it and then move on from it. You know, you don't have to ever pretend it never happened, but you do move forward.
On Thursday, I'll have another breakdown bonus episode for you. The final one of season 7. We are rounding out the season before I take a couple weeks off to search for some more stories, more content. Of course, I'll be trickling some bonus episodes in the meantime, but it will be the final episode of season 7. So I will see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.